This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says top Defense Department leaders want to keep waging wars to keep defense contractors happy. We have more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump says that he is open to an investigation of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy after some of DeJoy's former employees said they felt pressure to donate to GOP candidates. And DeJoy is a major donor to Mr. Trump and other Republicans. Trump said that DeJoy should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. The Washington Post has reported that several of DeJoy's former employees felt pressure to make donations and that he would reimburse them. Such an arrangement would be illegal. In the state of Oregon's Capitol Monday, a right-wing crowd rushed a smaller group of Black Lives Matter counter-demonstrators, firing paint gun pellets at them. There were skirmishes, and the Black Lives Matter group dispersed shortly after local police arrived at the scene. Earlier Monday, hundreds of people gathered in a small town south of Portland for a pro-Trump vehicle rally. This is VOA News. China says that Indian forces crossed into territory it holds along their disputed border and fired warning shots at Chinese patrols in a move it called a serious military provocation. They have been engaged in a tense standoff in the cold desert Ladakh region since May. China's Western Military Command said the incursion occurred Monday along the southern coast of Pangong Lake. Chinese military demanded the Indian forces withdraw and investigate the move to open fire. There was no word of casualties. Late last month, India says its soldiers thwarted the Chinese military's moves to change the status quo in the same area. It was a site of their deadliest clash in decades in June. Health experts say that a coronavirus test that studies antibodies to see if people had developed immunity has failed to provide any concrete information. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The White House and some of its health advisors had touted new antibody testing as a way to tell if people could get back to work and reclaim their lives if they knew they'd already had COVID-19 and were protected from getting it again. Well, those tests are available, but the Centers for Disease Control and the American Medical Association warned that antibody tests should not be used to make decisions about returning to work or school. Researchers say they still need proof that patients have future immunity, and that would come from experiments in animals, human trials, and measuring and tracking antibody levels over time. Research published last week suggested the protection could last at least 4 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than 891,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide. The World Health Organization says countries that bolstered their healthcare systems in recent years have fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised Thailand, Mongolia, and Senegal for their response to the virus and urged all governments to learn from the current pandemic and prepare for the next one. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says the last two journalists working for Australian media and China have come home after police demanded interviews with them. ABC says its reporter Bill Birtles and the Australian Financial Review's Michael Smith landed in Sydney after flying from Shanghai. Both had sheltered in Australian diplomatic compounds in recent days. ABC said Chinese police arrived at Birtles' doorstep last week, demanded he submit to questioning, and told him he was banned from leaving the country. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.